comes from the
Sin City. Is it history or not?
If we have time, for sure.
You're not screwing me out of that bit one more show.
Okay.
I'm begging you.
But there are so two crazy stories out of Vegas. I mean, it is the wild, wild west out there.
Yes. Well,
I mean, this is Bugsy time.
Hashtag goes out there for vacation and cuts a wide swath.
For those of you not caught on yet, Big Baby is known as Hashtag in Bill Vickery's world, his sick little world that he lives in.
He's
Big Baby, what's going on? What did you do to... I mean, Vegas has not been the same since you went there and cut a wide swath.
I started up.
Yes. There we go. Everybody's got to drop the entendre out there.
I'm out there mixing it up, bro. Look, I'm changing the way these people do business.
Look at him. The model is broken.
Yeah, yeah. He's the first person to actually tear down a casino while he's there.
Usually that was...
Yeah, we're usually helping...
Wayne Newton? Come on.
We're helping build those places up. Nothing. Not Big Baby. He's tearing them down.
Cutting the wide swath.
I mean, unbelievable, the weird stuff going on in Vegas.
Yep.
It is the wild, wild west out there. Let's go to the Revolution Hotline. The hottest... I mean, honestly, I may get a third-degree burn touching the Revolution Hotline button. It is so amazing how many people we've run through. This is a record. This is like our 10th interview guest on the Revolution Hotline today.
Yes. Correct, sir.
I think we saved the best for last. Brian Hellman joining us today, and good to have her back on. The New York Bureau Chief at Yahoo Entertainment. And as I told you by email...
Hashtag that for us,
Brian. I mean, seriously. I mean, if I just hit you on the Twitter, I'm all out of characters just by saying your name and title.
Oh, come on.
I mean, that's seriously. I guess I could go NYBC at Yahoo Entertainment.
He runs out of characters so easily.
NYBC at the YE. Anyway.
Look at you over there, Vanilla Ice.
So we're having a local officially sanctioned Oscar party that I'm thrilled to be part of. I'm going to be doing the red carpet. Any questions you think I should drop on people swinging by the Oscar party on Sunday evening?
Maybe you get a lot of folks who are you wearing, Paul Morrell.
Yeah, are you going to be asking people who they're wearing?
Yes, right. I think I have to.
Who are you wearing?
They expect... Actually, I got a list of suggested questions.
No, are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, it's good, because I didn't know what the heck I was going to ask. Plus, I'm not up to on the Oscars like I need to be, so hopefully after this conversation...
Oh, gosh, so now I get to be your primer, huh?
Yep, that's right. Well, listen, if I don't ask any good questions, I'm going to totally throw you under the bus, so...
Brianne, what great British phrase for us.
Great, here we go.
You like that?
Her primer.
Primer.
You'll be a primer.
Okay, so... I guess we talked to you after the nominations came out, and we've had some time to let it settle. We have an average guy movie reviewer that comes in. He is a, he's an average guy.
Yes.
He doesn't look at things the same way that these snooty smart people do. So what?
Like to think that I don't either.
No, you don't. You're very much a normal person, not like these people who are very highbrow. The same people, and the people I'm talking about, are the people that voted Shakespeare in Love is Best Picture over Saving Private Ryan, the most ridiculous farce in history, next to... A distant second to...
When Smoking the Bandit was snubbed in 76, and the great Jackie Gleason was snubbed for Best Supporting Actor.
Well, not to mention Smoking the Bandit 2. Not even in the conversation.
And those same jerks who snubbed Ben Affleck this year.
Yeah, that is a little weird, because he's won everything leading up to the Oscars.
Not?
And now he doesn't even get a nomination?
Look, I think that's fate dealing the hand to Ben Affleck. He won an Academy Award for merely putting the end... At the end of the script that his best friend wrote.
Are you telling me that he is the John Oates to Matt Damon?
He is Garfunkel. He is Andrew Ridgely to that movie.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what, so finally what goes around comes around.
How do you really feel about it?
He won an Academy Award on the back of Matt Damon.
Well, I assume if Argo wins Best Picture, he'll probably be fine, although I don't think it's going to. So
think it is going to.
Whoa, wait a second here.
Wait a minute. Can
talk
you go
to me.
Through
Spoiler
the nominees?
Alert.
Okay,
get ready.
Yes.
All right.
Go through the nominees.
Brian, I'm going to try to be quiet for a minute now. Talk to me about this Best Picture breakdown. How did you get to Argo among these 9 films?
Well, first of all, if you look at the previous award shows this season, Argo has pretty much cleaned house. Not just in the director category, but in the Best Picture category. And honestly, it's a fair win. I don't really think... Beast of the Southern Wild is a beautiful movie, and it's a wonderful little small movie, and great for it that it got all these nominations. But
talking
that's the farthest it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Django Unchained, I loved to death, but it's polarizing. People don't love it.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really thought Les Mis was not what it needed to be.
Mm.
Again, Life of Pi, polarizing. Mm-hmm. Lincoln's a little polarizing. I thought it was kind of boring.
Yeah, I hated the ending.
Wow. No car chases.
I think the only two movies giving it real competition are Silver Linings Playbook and Zero Dark Thirty. Both awesome movies, but I think you're going to see Argo out at the top.
You don't like the geriatric love story of Amour?
I do. It's beautiful. It's, and definitely beautiful. Check it out. Again, it's another one of these small movies that is getting a lot more people talking about it because it got a Best Picture nomination. But its big win will be in the foreign film category.
War in the Middle East then dominates Best Picture. Either Argo from 79, Tehran, or Zero Dark Thirty from modern day.
I got to be honest. I'm a little disappointed in Spielberg that he didn't have the guts to go a different route and let Lincoln live.
Right.
Oh, well, I did. It would have been fine to
the sequel.
Kill him, but I didn't think we needed to see it. I think the movie should have ended as he was walking out to go to the theater.
Oh, so you wanted like a Sopranos type ending.
Right.
You know what's going to happen.
Drama.
Yeah, well, look. I knew the ship was going to sink in Titanic, but that was the best part of the whole movie.
That is true.
Okay.
It was a great...
That's how it would have gone down if this was a James Cameron movie.
Right, yeah, I haven't seen Django Unchained, but I'm going to guess that Leonardo DiCaprio gets it at the end.
Yeah.
So...
It's a great movie, too, though. I saw it the day it came out, and it was fantastic.
Yeah,
it's
I always really intend fun. To, and then I remember that I have two kids and a full-time
right.
job. And
you cannot take your kids.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I've seen every animated movie. And by the way, Wreck-It Ralph should win going away, just my opinion.
It should win. It's the odds-on favorite. If it doesn't win, I might cry.
Okay.
So, Brianne, you like Argo, then. We're putting you down for Argo.
Put me down for
Argo.
I do
have to say, though, you're basing this a lot on what happened leading up to this.
And
leading up to this, Ben Affleck won Best Director in many cases, and he's not even nominated here, so I'm not sure how much we can base that on.
Well, I think if you go on the interwebs, you're going to see that most other websites are calling it on Argo, too.
Okay, what's the tightest race of all the majors? I'm talking about actor, actress, best supporting, or director, or picture.
Well, I'll tell you that Best Actor is the biggest lock. There is no way anyone's going to beat Daniel Day-Lewis.
So you don't think that Hugh Jackman's turn in Les Miserables or...
Come on.
Exactly. No, I like it. He was Lincoln.
Denzel Washington actually flew a plane upside down for flight. You tell me he can't get an Oscar nomination?
If Denzel had played Lincoln...
That was never true.
If Denzel had played Lincoln, then maybe... But
that would have been the courageous choice.
That
would have been the courageous choice.
That would have been Academy Award winner Denzel Washington as Abraham Lincoln.
I would have loved that. That would have been awesome.
I would
awesome.
Totally pay $13 to
exactly.
see that.
I would have paid $33 to say that. Are you kidding me? And it'd have to be in 3D.
Of course.
You know what, Bill? Smart.
There we go. See?
Best thing you've ever
thought.
That's
what I do. It's like my idea of having an all-black remake of Smokey and the Bandit. Will Smith is the Burt Reynolds character. Cedric the Entertainer is
who's the female lead?
Gabrielle Union.
Okay, who's the fat guy? Who's
Cedric the Entertainer plays the Jackie Gleason role. Right.
Okay, I can get with that.
I got it all down.
All right.
Eddie Murphy in an odd turn is the Jerry Reed character.
And then they ran into the sheriff of Chickasaw County, who's actually a white guy, and they think that's weird. Okay.
Louis C.K. plays the white sheriff. See?
Perfect. Okay. I like this, actually. I'm sorry.
I know the producer of Smokey and the Bandit. That's why I'm such a...
One more moment on this, and then we'll get back to reality. what about Chris Rock as the idiot son?
Oh, right. Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. See?
Oh, that's good.
Now we're in casting.
Yeah. Puff is daddy.
Now we're in casting.
Ain't got time for that crap.
Now we're in pre-production already. This is in turnaround at Miramax already. That's
what
I'm told.
We in the biz call a treatment.
Right,
treatment.
Exactly. Anyway. Poor Brianne.
Okay, so what is the what's the biggest crapshoot?
Honestly, I think one of the biggest crapshoots is Best Director. Now that Affleck isn't in the race, it's kind of anyone's game. I think it's really going to come down to being between Steven Spielberg for Lincoln and Ang Lee for Life of Pi.
Okay, I think they're going
to... But you never know. They might reward Ben Zeitlin for Beasts of the Southern Wild. It's an incredible accomplishment, or they might applaud David O. Russell for doing such a heartfelt movie, which is a little bit not in his genre.
I will say this, Beasts of the Southern Wild, Thirthy Mel Tillis making a guest appearance here just real quickly. I saw it. Incredibly difficult movie to direct, not only because they had virtually no budget, but then the way the movie's
a nice
shot and produced and everything. It's nice. Yes, as Brianne talked down to it earlier, it's a nice little movie.
No, it's a great movie. It's just a smaller movie.
You know where I've heard that before.
Yeah. It's been a long day, Brianne. Just be glad you're getting in the final hour. Wow.
Say that to me.
I like when they split Best Picture and Best Director. And if Argo ends up winning, that's a certainty. So what you're gonna go with Life of Pi?
I'm gonna go Life of Pi.
Okay. I bet Spielberg gets
it. But I wouldn't bet a lot of money on it.
Okay.
What about Best Actress? Because, see, to me, that's Jessica Chastain. The woman that I think is America's sweetheart, Jennifer Lawrence.
A lot of people think that
madly
she's going to win
love it. With Jennifer Lawrence.
I think Jennifer Lawrence is going to take it.
It is
pretty close between her and Jessica Chastain.
I was just going to say, with all due respect to the ladies, it's a two-horse race.
It is. It's a two-horse race. If there's a third, it's Naomi Watts. She really is incredible in The Impossible. It's a two-horse race. It's been Jennifer Lawrence's year, starting with Hunger Games and now with this amazing performance in a great movie. She legitimately earned it.
Sorry, just to clarify, I don't want to confuse anyone. Sarah Jessica Parker not nominated for Best Actress.
There's no horse in the race. Okay. Is that what you're saying?
I thought Zero Dark Thirty. That was the only movie I saw
again
of the nominations here is Jessica Chastain. I thought she was fantastic.
Can I say this?
You can.
The little 9-year-old girl in Beasts of the Southern Wild?
They won't give it to her because her name is too hard to pronounce.
It is incredibly difficult to pronounce. Well, you're right.
Corbin Janae. Come on, guys. Let's hear it.
I know. You practiced,
though. Corbin Janae.
Shirley Temple.
I remember you telling me before when we did the nominations that you had practiced, so you were ready to roll.
But I mean, she's 9 years old. And
she was six when they shot the movie.
Dude. Think about this.
I know. That it's an honor to be nominated truly because she's six.
She shows up. She hits her mark. She's on time. She didn't destroy the craft service table. They didn't have to overly insure. She's better than Lindsay Lohan. I mean, you know, it's all centers around her. She is in almost every scene.
Yeah, the whole movie is her.
Yes.
Which is really impressive, and she definitely deserves that nomination.
She deserves
it. Did she know what she was doing while she was doing it? I have no idea.
Listen, I have seen Lindsay Lohan act.
She admitted that she couldn't really read the script when she first auditioned. Like, didn't really read yet.
Who can? As long as you can read, Pete.
Which is an even bigger accomplishment. And let's be blunt. How many actresses in Hollywood actually can read?
I'd say 40%, 50%.
Easily.
What about Best Supporting Actor? Most people I've read, at least from our local folks here, think that's going to be the most difficult to handicap. Where are you going there?
Yeah, that one is tough. I think it's going to go to Tommy Lee Jones.
I hope so. I like him.
I would actually really like to see Christoph Waltz take it. He's just so great.
He's fantastic.
Did he win for...
De Niro was actually really good, too. De Niro played that great in-between where he wasn't doing pure comedy and he wasn't doing... you looking at me? Wasn't doing any of that. He was a great dad in that movie.
Yeah.
So.
Of course, you know, Silver Linings Playbook, it could end up having a really big night. You never know. And that would mean Best Actress and I think Best Supporting Actor. This is the first time in decades that there have been nominees for the same movie in each of the four acting categories.
Best Documentary Feature. Did you see these films?
I have not seen most of them.
I would like to know.
Searching for Sugar Man is where I'd put my money.
Yeah, just because one of the guys involved in that is a guy named Malik Benjalul, which is a great name, and Simon Chin.
You practiced that one, didn't you?
No, I actually just saw it, and I'm like, I'm totally going to pronounce this. That's why I asked about the category. Otherwise, I'd ignore it like normal. Five Broken Cameras, The Gatekeepers, How to Survive a Plague, The Invisible War, and Searching for Sugar Man.
Yeah, I mean,
Searching for Sugar Man was on every critic's best picks of
great
the year.
Movie.
I think that's the winner, but there's a lot of movies in that category that people have really been talking about, especially The Invisible War and How to Survive a Plague.
I like the plot, the whole thing with Searching for Sugar Man. The whole, you know, then where they find him and the whole walking around the streets of, was it Detroit?
To be honest,
I can't remember.
Okay. I thought I was Searching for a Plague. I confused those two movies. I'm like, why would you want to search for a plague? Don't you want to get away from it?
I understand.
A Big Baby has a question for you, Brianne. You want to ask her?
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
It's a crapshoot.
This is a fair question. Mm-hmm. We've been discussing, Brianne, who we think is the next American sweetheart. I'm set on Jennifer Lawrence. Who would you think is America's next sweetheart?
It's definitely Jennifer Lawrence.
See?
Okay.
Are we assuming that, like, Reese Witherspoon and Rachel McAdams are kind of that sweetheart?
Yeah. Well, they're the aging America's sweethearts. How about
that are following, that she's following?
Yes.
I gotta be honest.
Yeah.
I'd take Jessica Chastain over Jennifer Lawrence any day of the week.
You, sir, are crazy.
That might be possible.
I love Jessica Chastain, but I think that sweetheart role has a lot to do with personality,
Well,
too.
But what about The Help? She was a sweetheart in that movie.
She's great, but we haven't seen a whole lot of Jessica.
You guys are racist against redheads.
We've seen a lot of Jennifer Lawrence's.
Can I say something, Brianne? You
no.
can't fully appreciate what
anymore.
We just heard. Our man hashtag back there, after spending a year with me on my show on Sunday morning, did you hear that? Quick question now, Brianne. See, trip to Vegas, Man's a man back there.
He's very refined.
He's become quite sophisticated.
You ask really deep questions. Very good.
He's good.
See?
Maybe you should be on the red carpet.
Yeah, maybe so, Big Baby. You got
right. Yeah.
You know what? Well, I got an idea. We'll do like in, what is it, Cyrano de Bergerac or Roxanne, the modern version.
I'll get
an earpiece.
Right.
And you tell me what to say, and
exactly.
I'll try not to screw it up.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, Brian, we appreciate the time as always, and I think we got most of your picks here. We missed anything? Best actress, we got the best supporting actress. Did we get that?
It's going to Anne Hathaway.
I want to know how Brienne thinks that my man Seth MacFarlane is going to do hosting, because I mean, look, he's a funny guy. He's a brilliant and a funny guy, but he often jokes around and is. I think no one over 40 knows who he is or knows anything about The Simpsons. And he's very edgy. Excuse me, The Simpsons. Family Guy.
Right. Well, but he is edgy, whatever. And he's also, a lot of his jokes will go over people's heads. I'm curious to see how he's received also.
And they make fun of Hollywood all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
And Hollywood's very sensitive.
So how do you think?
I think he was a great choice. I think people will know who he is. They've certainly been trying to young up the Oscars a little bit. Even going so far now as to calling it the Oscars instead of the Academy Awards formally. I think he's going to be great. I think he could be really funny, and it could make for a much more entertaining show, especially than last year.
I just hope that they keep that he's just skewering guys in the audience.
I hope
I
so,
do.
Too.
I
do, too. I
want
to see
shots of Matthew McConaughey.
I hope he makes fun of Tommy Lee Jones and his looking irritated, and
yes.
I hope he mocks Anne Hathaway for how badly she wants this Oscar.
Right. Oh. She cut her hair.
I thought you were talking about how pasty she is, because that would be funny, too. Hey, Anne.
Or that.
Well.
What's it like to glow in the dark? Okay, one last thing here.
Wow. That was an uncalled for shot. It's a lovely Anne Hathaway.
She's got very healthy skin because she's very, very white. Okay, here we go. Last but not least, the swag bag. Always a big part of the story. There are some really strange things that get put in these swag bags. Now, I am told, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that the combined retail value of the items in said bag approaches $45,000.
That is correct.
It includes $10,000 trips to Australia. Is that right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
These people are wealthy. Why are they getting $10,000 trips to Australia? What do they need those
so
for?
This particular gift bag is the bag that goes to the loser. So if you don't win the cheap trophy, you get the $45,000 gift bag.
Why don't all the nominees get it?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe the winners also get it.
I would think so, right?
If I were donating my product into that bag, I want the winner to have it too.
That's true. You know, there was a Bill.
Yes.
Make fun if you will, but it's
go
true.
Right ahead.
There is a chocolate store, chocolatier, if you will,
a chocolat
in Branson of all places,
right, exactly,
that supplied the chocolate for the Oscars a couple years ago, and I noticed that they're doing gourmet chocolates again. I'm curious if they're getting it from the same place or somewhere else. We'll have to check in.
I don't know, but they are doing some sort of blood cosmetics thing. Yeah, there's so many weird products.
Vampire facelift.
There you go.
Which is a cosmetic procedure.
Facelift.
Yeah, Bill's had it. Cosmetic procedure involves reinjecting gel-like substances from the patient's blood back into the skin of their face to treat wrinkles. Although you've never had any wrinkles.
Let me say this: you don't want to spill that in your lap.
No,
and not have any clothes on.
That's hard to explain.
Zing!
Maple syrup from Rouge Maple Gourmet Products, which is the only syrup you use. That's $120
exactly.
bucks a bottle.
Of course.
6-pack of Naked Brand. I don't want to talk about that. Lint roller from Gleaner, the ultimate fuzz remover for $19.99. Cheapest thing in there, Windex touch-up cleaner, $3.99.
No Slap Chop or ShamWow?
I mean, it's funny when you look at a list of all of the things in this bag that that are hitting five figures, and then next to it, Windex.
I wonder what Windex paid to get their little item in there, though.
A lot.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Because we're talking about it now, and that's exactly why they did it.
That's it. I'm not going to charge them a dime for it. I appreciate them, though. Brian, I appreciate you as always, and we'll visit with you again soon. What's our next big happening?
Well, we're going to talk on Monday and see how it all went down.
All right, cool.
Ooh, yeah. Retrospective.
That's easy.
Retrospective.
So, yeah, that'll be another. We're going to do a zone rewind today and a zone rewind on Monday. We'll see how right or wrong Brian Hellman was.
Oh, the lovely Brian Hellman.
Pressure's on.
Midtown, we're coming to us live from Midtown Manhattan?
Yes.
Well, there we see. Just like to throw that out there. It's almost like Regis is here in the studio.
Something like that.
She's the New York Bureau Chief at Yahoo Entertainment. That's all
exactly.
I know.
Where is the New York Bureau of Yahoo Entertainment?
It's in Midtown Manhattan.
It's in Midtown Manhattan, right outside of Bryant Park.
Ah, okay.
Spent a year there one night.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got nothing.
You've never cruised for chicks in Bryant Park at 3 a.m.?
No, I've never even been out of the state of Arkansas.
The officer says, you can't go to sleep on this dirt, son. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Go through puberty? It really freaked him out. Brian, have a great weekend, and we'll see how it all plays out. We appreciate you. We'll visit you Monday.
Terrific. You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
She's so nice, and she's so good to come on and tolerate the nonsense that she has to put up with on this show for no reason. She's big time. She writes for Yahoo Entertainment.